It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. Five topics in about 10 minutes for January 15th, 2020. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number five today, the Philippines volcano, the Taal volcano, which it certainly is, but it's spelled T-A-A-L. The eruption, which began 3 days ago, so big you can see it from space. The smoke plume on the shot behind me, picked up by a Japanese satellite, the Himawari 8. Images on the ground show a desolate landscape, destroyed houses, snapped trees covered in a thick layer of gray ash, and among the ash, half-buried bodies of horses and cattle that couldn't get away, some of them buried in the sludge, others floating in a surrounding lake. People who live at the base of the volcano, ignoring government warnings to stay away, have gone back to rescue what livestock they can. The volcano remains at an alert level 4 out of a possible 5, meaning it could suffer an explosive eruption within the next few hours or days. Almost 500,000 people live within about 9 miles of the volcano, which is considered the danger zone. About 44,000 are currently in temporary evacuation shelters. Topic number 4, Russian government resigns. Not really a surprise if you've been watching Vladimir Putin for a long period of time, but it did come as a surprise to many observers. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev made a dramatic announcement that he and the entire Russian government is resigning. This statement released just after President Putin's annual State of the State address. Reuters news agency suggests that this is part of a plan that could result in constitutional changes to allow Putin to extend his power despite a constitutional ban currently in effect that prevents him from running for president for more than 2 consecutive terms. It appears that this would allow him to handpick the next government and then continue on as prime minister and then return as president after that term ends. He's done this before. Putin proposed a nationwide vote on sweeping constitutional changes that would shift power from the presidency to the parliament and prime minister. They've done this before, and then they shift it back when he becomes president again. Medvedev said the government resignation means Putin will decide the makeup of the new government. So while it might appear these constitutional changes shift power away from the president, away from Putin, it's basically shifting it to the job that he's going to have after his term expires in 2024. He's done this before. Again, Putin served as prime minister between 2008 and 2012 under Dmitry Medvedev. They just switched jobs for 4 years, and then Putin went back to being the president in 2012, and he will again serve, 2016 rather, and he will again serve until 2024. Topic number 3, CNN's first or last debate, the debate last night, this is the last before the primaries start for the Democratic presidential candidates. Supporters of Senator Bernie Sanders infuriated by what they considered preferential treatment towards Senator Elizabeth Warren. After the debate, Warren pointedly refused to shake Senator Sanders' hand, even though she characterized their relationship during the debate as cordial and respectful. You probably have heard that story broke Monday, and we talked about it here, that Senator Sanders had told her in a conversation that women can't win a national election to the White House. Women can't be elected president. And the CNN moderators made a point of asking that question. Well, again, Senator Warren refused to shake Sanders' hand after the debate. Now, supporters also claim that CNN moderators focused more attention on demanding that Sanders explain how his socialist programs would be paid for while ignoring the fact that Warren's plans would be similarly expensive. Just an example, some of the lower thirds, that's the little signs that come across the bottom of the screen when you're watching television, or video, as in this case, of this program here. The lower thirds that CNN used read, for example, Warren supports a new trade deal with Mexico and Canada. Why is Sanders' opposition to it wrong? Kind of slanted question, isn't it? Sanders' proposals would double federal spending over a decade. How will he avoid bankrupting the country? Again, Senator Warren's proposals would similarly inflate the federal budget, but the way the questions were asked made it seem as though Sanders was proposing something different from Warren. Well, Sanders' campaign co-chair, Nina Turner, by the way, posted these screenshots. After the debate, many of the Democrats, the analysts brought on by CNN to discuss what they had just seen, immediately declared Senator Warren the winner. This was her big night. It's as though word had come down from somewhere that Bernie Sanders is not electable, and so CNN's moderators and analysts were all in for Elizabeth Warren. Now, Speaking of Sanders supporters, Project Veritas, which is the crew that goes out and gets undercover video to report on things that the mainstream media just chooses to ignore. Because really, that's what the mainstream media's job is deciding what not to report on so as not to reflect badly on Democrats. Project Veritas released a new series of videos on Tuesday featuring a field organizer for the Sanders campaign named Kyle Jurek. Kyle Jurek. He claimed in this video that cities will burn if President Trump is reelected this year, and that Trump supporters would need to be re-educated in literal gulags, similar to what Germany did to Nazified citizens after World War II. Then Jurek doubled down. He went on to explain that gulags weren't really as bad. They were a lot better than what the CIA told us they were during the Cold War. Like, people were paid a living wage in the gulags, and they had conjugal visits. It really wasn't all that bad. They were just for re-education. Well, all President Trump is going to have to do to win re-election is just put Sanders supporters in front of cameras and let them talk. Topic number two, the new normal on the southern border. After the Department of Homeland Security earlier this month issued an alert warning that warning Mexico that armed Iranians plan to enter the United States through our southern border, a Mexico border city's police chief confirmed that the region is, in fact, full of Middle Easterners, Africans, and Asians heading north. The DHS alert, which was largely ignored by the mainstream media, warned that a Guatemalan national may try to smuggle five Middle Easterners, including a suicide bomber, into the United States through Mexico. According to this alert, the smuggler and four other men and a woman transited through Guatemala and Belize before reaching Veracruz, Mexico. The Guatemalan's name was redacted from the government document obtained by Judicial Watch, was deported from California 1 year ago. Well, a Spanish-language news report on January 11th stated that American intelligence officials received the threat after picking up recordings that had been distributed through social media. The document, issued by the Border Patrol's Regional Intelligence Operations Center in Arizona, says a Mexicali news story cites Mexican authorities downplaying the situation by reassuring Mexican citizens on their side of the border that the arrival of people from the Middle East, Africa, Europe, and Asia is normal. In the spring of 2015, Judicial Watch broke a story about an ISIS training facility just a few miles from the U.S. border near Ciudad Juarez in the Mexican state of Chihuahua. Sources at the time, including a Mexican Army field grade officer and a Mexican federal police inspector, confirmed that human smugglers, coyotes, engaged in human smuggling, working for the Juarez cartel, were helping to move terrorists through the desert and across the U.S. border between Santa Teresa and Sullen Park, New Mexico. This, the new normal on our southern border, we're supposed to believe. Build the wall. Coming up, trial by combat in Iowa? That's next on 5 and 10.
It's ground zero in a supernatural war that's lasted for millennia. Now, see it for yourself. Join Skywatch TV for a one-of-a-kind tour of Israel to places you'll never forget. Like mysterious Gilgal Rephaim, older than the pyramids, bigger than Stonehenge, and built to venerate the dead. Benias, sacred to the goat demon Pan. The altar of Joshua, where he declared that he and his house would serve the Lord. Bethel, where Jacob saw a stairway to heaven. And Jerusalem, which God has chosen for his resting place forever. Skywatch TV's Derek and Sharon Gilbert and special guest Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat lead you through the Holy Land from Mount Hermon to the Red Sea with teaching along the way. And as a special bonus, a four-day optional extension to Sardinia to see the ancient ziggurat of Monte Dakoti, megalithic tombs of the giants, and the Tophet of Taros, where children were sacrificed to the dark god Baal Haman. Or if you want more time in Sardinia, join us for our separate 8-day tour of the mysterious island. Skywatch TV's 2020 Tour of Israel, October 12th through 25th, with optional tour extensions in Sardinia. For more information and to reserve your place, log on to lipkintours.com.
Item number one today, trouble with a capital T that stands for trial by combat. It's Music Man reference, you know, the Iowa way to greet you. A Kansas man has requested that an Iowa court grant his motion for trial by combat to settle a custody dispute with his ex-wife and her attorney. 40-year-old David Ostrom of Paola, Kansas, cited in court documents that his ex-wife, Bridget Ostrom of Harlan, Iowa, has destroyed him legally. And so he's filed a request with the Iowa District Court in Shelby County to give him 12 weeks to source or forge Japanese swords used in battle. Quote, to this day, trial by combat has never been explicitly banned or restricted as a right in these United States. This is Ostrom arguing in his court filing and adding that trial by combat was used as recently as 1818 in British court. He told a reporter that he got the idea for the duel after he learned about a 2016 New York Supreme Court case in which the New York Supreme Court said that duels had not been abolished under state law. And so he filed a motion. It began when he became frustrated with his ex-wife's attorney, Matthew Hudson, saying he wanted to take the fight to the field of battle where he will rend their souls from their corporal bodies. Corporal. Hudson filed a resistance to Ostrom's trial by combat motion, saying that surely Ostrom meant corporeal bodies, which Merriam-Webster defines as having, consisting of, or relating to a material physical body. Although Ostrom and potential combatant do have souls to be rendered, they respectfully request that the court not order this done, end quote. Hudson, the attorney, argued that a duel could end in one or both parties dying, which could outweigh custody and property tax issues. Hudson added that the court take away Ostrom's visitation rights and make him undergo court-ordered psychotherapy. Ostrom later admitted to misspelling corporeal, but he argues he does not have any mental health issues. Now, look, I fully understand how contentious divorce cases can be. But just remember, and all of us have gone through situations where, you know, your blood gets up and you want to do physical harm to somebody, just remember, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. Go to the gym, work out, get that aggression out, and leave it there and not on the battlefield. Skywatch TV offers a great way to keep up with news the mainstream media misses. We publish it to the website, skywatchtv.com, but you can bring it right to your smartphone or tablet with the free Skywatch TV mobile app. It's more than just for bringing these programs to you, our weekly broadcast, our web-exclusive programs like Unraveling Revelation, Sci Friday, Into the Multiverse, Chalk Talk. News the mainstream media overlooks in your hand with the free Skywatch TV mobile app. We've got the link and instructions on how to add it to your device posted at skywatchtv.com. Check the top menu bar there for the link. You can be a VIP founder, which would get you the added honor and benefit of being welcomed at the to a special banquet at the Skywatch TV's sold-out Defender Conference the last weekend in August, where you get an opportunity to meet our keynote speakers, including Governor Mike Huckabee and Pat Boone. Now, the conference is sold out, so you do need to have your tickets already. But if you become a VIP founder by sponsoring a pony or helping us as we are nearing completion of the new studio, we can include you among this VIP group at a special banquet at the conference. For more information on how to go about getting your seat at this banquet, contact Charisse Parton in our office. She's our office manager. cparton@skywatchtv.com. Here's the lower third there. cparton@skywatchtv.com. First conference of the new year coming up quick. It's the first weekend in March in Dallas, the Hilton DFW Lakes Conference Center. That's Grapevine, Texas, close to the airport there. L.A. Marzulli, Paul McGuire, Dr. Michael Lake, Pastor Paul Begley, Jamie Walden, and more. Sharon and I will be there. And we hope you will be, too. This one will be a little more intimate than past conferences. This will be held in the theater at the conference center. And so it's limited to just 300 people. So don't wait. Get your tickets now. But use the promo code Gilbert20 because you'll save $20 on each ticket. $20 off with the promo code Gilbert20 when you check out at hearthewatchmen.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we talk about your health. Why? Because you can't be effective for our king if you don't feel well. Daniel Belt, nutrition expert, health expert, Joe Horn, author of Time Bomb, join us along with Tom Horn to talk about the new line of nutritional supplements, Eden's Essentials, from Skywatch TV. You'll find our broadcast schedule at skywatchtv.com/channels. Of course, we could broadcast on your schedule whenever it's convenient for you. If you add the Skywatch TV channel to Roku, Apple TV, or Amazon Fire Stick, and we've got instructions on how to do that, posted at skywatchtv.com. It's in the top menu bar there. My website, derekpgilbert.com, features an interview this week with Tim Chafee, author of the book Fallen. It's based on his master's thesis about the Nephilim. Yes, literal angels, literally coupled with human women and created literal giants. Why is it important to believe that? You'll find that interview linked at my website, derekpgilbert.com. Thank you for watching. As we keep watch, I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.
Thousands of years ago, giants walked the earth. They're long gone, but their spirits remain. The evidence is there for those with eyes to see. Megalithic tombs, monuments aligned with the stars, and the words of the prophets and apostles recorded in Scripture. Now, see this evidence for yourself as Skywatch TV's Derek and Sharon Gilbert take you on a tour of the Holy Land with special guests Pastor Carl Gallops and Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, from the mountain where the story began to the mountain where it all ends. Wars of the Gods, Volume 2, Search for the Rephaim. Available now in DVD and high-definition streaming video from Defender Films and Skywatch TV.